Knock, knock, knock. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
All year long. If you guys don't know, we use the Elfster app, so we don't know who gave who what, except I did spoil it for somebody this year, but that's okay.
You did?
I did, but that's okay. They figured out anyway when they opened it. Nice. Anyway, so
we're on the show. It's not that.
And it wasn't me.
Yeah. Oh, well. So anyway, we're going to open our presents, and then we're going to go around and talk about them, figure out who gave them to us. So let's get into it.
All right. Everybody's saying that.
Don't hurt yourself.
I'm opening them all together.
Okay. I had a good Elfster. Not to be used as a weapon, damn it.
More blue.
My God.
More blue. I got it. I wonder if you guys can see this. Look at my antique scissors.
Oh, those were pretty.
Aren't they beautiful? Yeah. They will help me with my junk scrapbooking.
Yes.
Oh, I got wash balls here.
Mine was just backwards.
It's for the guest bathroom.
Oh, God.
Well, I'll explain as we go.
Yeah, you're going to need to do it to explain. I mean, I get it.
Somebody needs to lift and scrub.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
John, what did you get?
I got just what I've always wanted, a meat thermometer.
Oh, wow.
No, it really was. It really was.
To check because how hot the meat is.
We're going someplace with a grill, so we got some grill.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Joe, did you get your backpack?
I got a humongous, I think it's a 40-liter.
Holy cow.
Waterproof hiking backpack that I may turn into use as a cooler.
I was going to say, is that for all of you?
Stay hydrated.
That's a cooler for
yeah. Wow.
It's a Christmas person. You
and everybody knows when I go hiking, it could be a little dangerous. So I got a first aid kit.
Wow. There you go.
Nice.
Very smart.
I hope there's like tourniquets and stuff in there.
Joe, what did you get?
Did we want to go around and show, or are we just gonna okay random?
Sure.
Okay, so I have a little desk set for my desk at work.
Oh, look at that, that's nice.
Oh, how cute. A penciler, a stapler. So now I know when
is people that clear?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so clear. Wow.
Now I'll know when people steal my stuff.
Yeah.
Pins and binder clips.
Wow, everything's gold.
And a tape dispenser. That's all
look that. At
that.
So she's cool. Golden, Doug. She's golden.
Scissors.
Yes, so
we're on the inside, not the outside.
Golden girls.
Golden girls, yes.
Oh, I'm like,
so
how do you use scissors wrong?
Oh, and then there's a little staple puller.
Oh, look at that. Damn, you got a whole desk set here.
Yeah.
Wow. Pinch Doug with it.
What?
You could pinch Doug with the staple puller.
She could, but I'd rather not.
Oh, that's so a good idea.
She already got
it. I think it'd be fun.
You can see my ear
Doug,
over
what
here.
What did you get?
That'd be really good. So, really no.
It's right there, but do you want to go?
Oh, it's on this side? Oh, yeah, it's right there.
Is that where you got your ear pierced?
Unfortunately, I tried to do it myself. So.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. No, I fell out of bed and hit the dresser. So.
That's not even a lie. He rolled out of bed in the middle of the night, took the covers with him, and I wake up and he's on the ground praying. I'm like, what the
bleeding,
hell?
Going, oh, my God.
Wait, did you see Doug praying?
Crying, I think.
That wasn't really.
I heard praying, too.
You heard like, praying, too, didn't you, John?
What prayer would that be?
Yeah. And the prayer of salvation.
Well, I can think of something.
Can I get a wee man?
So.
Doug, what did you get?
Who do you Joe, who do you think gave you that?
Oh, wait.
Glenna, you were saying something.
What now?
Yeah, I was asking Doug what he got. He won't show it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a sign right here about my favorite thing. Sasquatch.
Frequent Sasquatch. Is that a board game?
And a metal sign for the patio.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look at
that.
Love it.
Y'all have to come visit our
I
already have two signs that say beware of Sasquatch out on the back, so this will be right along with those.
Oh,
very nice.
I love those damn things. Like we just bought another metal sign the other day. Uncle Nearest.
Yeah.
Betsy knows.
We took my cousins for the barbecue because the barbecue is so amazing. Mm.
Mm. We had that cracked cheese, grilled cheese on crack.
Cracked grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds so good.
We got to George Dickel, and then we were all hungry for lunch. So he's like, let's go up to nearest. I'm like, all right, let's get some barbecue.
All right. So who's next? Who's next?
Well, we all showed each other. So
I'll do mine.
Let's guess.
Okay. So let's.
Okay.
So the reason, because this can be taken out of context, my husband and I have moved to a golf community. And when I went and visited.
More than a golf community.
It's a golf community.
Anyway, community. 53 golf courses. Anyway, so when I went and visited Showalter's last month, a couple months ago, I was there for something, I don't remember. But Jill made some golf-themed plaques. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be a perfect theme for the guest bathroom. So see the double meaning there? So I'm going to hang this in the guest
bathroom.
Golfing in your bathroom. Since
so I got that. So that's super
nice.
Cool. And then this super cool.
Oh, my thing. God.
So this I saw, so I kind of know who gave me this because I've seen it before, but this thing, it's kind of hard to explain, but you know, on your luggage, the handle that comes up. Okay. Well, this is behind it. And these things have a Velcro in the front and it's a cup holder. So you can put your Starbucks here or your can or bottle of water, or whatever. And then there's a little whole little slot in the back where you can put stuff in. So I can't wait until my next trip.
I know, that's so cool. I love that.
Is Dunkin' Donuts allowed in that? Yes. Or is it just Starbucks?
Well, you could line it and put Dunkin' Donuts in
it. I can tell you, the last time I went home to Maryland, because I usually don't check a bag, I usually just carry on. That thing is so convenient. Like, it was, I gave it to her, I spilled the surprise. But she would have known it was me anyway when she opened it. But it's so nice to have, like, I can put my phone there, I can put my drink there. And when, like, you go into the bathroom, you don't have to find a place to put your drink or it frees up everything.
We had them for the conferences. They're great to walk around pulling your computer. It's like you got the little things right there.
I bet.
Oh, that is
nice.
Super cool.
Very nice. Go. Yeah. She guessed it, I guess. That's it. Okay.
So I know it was Jill. So anyway, so take Jill off your list. She didn't. Yes.
No, well, Jill won't get guessed every time like she does every year now. Like she should have went last. Year. You should have went last. Jill was my guest. I mean, that.
He was
there. That goes. Cross her off.
Yeah. So, Joe, what did you get besides the big ass cooler?
Yeah. Look at that thing. And it's huge. You can wear it as a backpack and strap.
It's
completely waterproof. And it folds over. And you could hang this thing up in a downpour rainstorm. If you had clothes in it, it won't get wet.
Oh, that is so cool.
So, it's very awesome. Up to 40 liters. But because of this, and watching Doug and Jill teach their classes and handing these out in classes and getting it along with this bag, I'm going to guess Doug because they have that first aid theme.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, that was right.
We do. That's awesome. We do push the first aid kits a lot.
Always volunteer.
What classes do you give them out in?
When he was ordering the big bag, I saw the first aid kit, and I'm like, you should get him a first aid kit. Like, he's going to figure out who it was from, but if he's going to be out in the wilderness, he needs a first aid kit.
Yeah, we gave him out at the conference, and then I give him some of them out at our class called Dispatching Through Civil Unrest. Yeah, right. Fire prepared. Do you have a first aid kit in there in case you
appropriate.
Get so, yeah.
So when you came to Iowa and had me even help pass out the first aid kit, this was a little bit of a clue.
Yeah. Well, and because Joe had, like he mentioned before, he has some exciting hikes where he'll end up, I'm just going to go for a 2-mile hike. And 45 miles later, here's you.
Yeah.
I did have one little hiccup in Shenandoah National Park where I got stuck. And that was a wild ride down, but that's too long a story to tell. I want to see who's up next.
What were your three words if you were stuck in Shenandoah?
Yes. You need to, you know what, Joe, that's right. Before you know about what three words, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. So just let
it. It's on the phone. And I think my three words.
W3W should be in your first aid kit.
That's right.
It should be. If I would have looked at my three words on that hike in Shenandoah, it would have been trouble, bear, and uh-oh, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to hear it at some point because if there's a bear involved, this is going to be good.
Not really a bear.
Oh, okay.
All right, John, tell us.
What John. You, okay.
The meat thermometer.
So, yes, a smart meat thermometer. We live in the city now. We're moving to a smaller city, suburb, I should say. And we've never had a grill because we live in a high rise.
I thought so, you didn't have a grill. Wow. Okay.
Well, not legally, but
no. So no, we did not.
No, we do not have a grill. Truly, we don't. So with that, we will be getting a grill for our single family house. So this will come so in handy. Nice. And for grilling purposes, we now have grill accessories.
Oh,
fancy.
Nice.
So
I'll let you guess.
Yeah, so that will come.
Yeah, because I want to guess.
That will be definitely handy.
Yeah.
I thought it was Jill, as Joe did. But I'm going to go with Galena.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really? Now, I was going to say Joe because he's such the meat smoker.
That's just Joe. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 30 degrees below zero.
Yeah, but this is Elfster.
He's going to be out there grilling.
Yeah.
It's Elfster. But I would go with Joe. Like,
yeah. You're going with Joe? Okay. I'm still going with Galena.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well.
Okay. Who is it?
Nope.
Oh! Yes!
I thought it was Glenna based on the text messages of okay, I better get mine done. I better.
That was staged. I took care of it like night one after I knew, and I'm like, I better get on this pure lie.
She did like night one.
You totally had me. Thank you much.
That's awesome.
Congratulations on your new place and new grill.
Wow.
That's very cool.
That's so cool. No more red walls though, huh?
No. Not for at least 2 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
But it goes well. Leslie can attest. It goes well.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Why 2 years? That seems like a very specific year.
They're building.
Oh, you're building.
Oh. They're building.
I thought
it
was like
a
or something.
Jeez. Leslie has insider information.
Okay.
Because she's only 90 minutes from me.
Oh my God.
So cool.
And scary.
My loss is your gain.
Miss Glenna?
Glenna.
Yes.
I was excited what she had on her Elfster list because it was almost like.
How'd you see her Elfster list?
Because you can look at other people's lists.
Oh,
you can look at other people's
Elfster list.
Yeah. I only looked at the one. That was it. I was like, that's it.
I was excited for what she had because I've got like.
So I even took them out of the package. So these are like antique looking scissors. They're small. And so I have a new obsession. It's called junk scrapbooking.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it started out like you take like your junk. Paper and like old stickers and stuff like that, and you just kind of make a collage of them. But I now buy this stuff. I don't even make it junk. And so I also got this small lattice of retro items. And so it's got like these are butterflies, which are one of my favorites. Butterflies, dragonflies, anything like foresty type thing. So I do a bunch of junk journaling like that. I even do like fairies and dragons.
So I'm gonna admit I watch TikTok videos where people junk journal and it's absolutely obsessive to watch people do it.
I have never
That's how I got obsessed.
I've never heard of it either. I'm like yummy.
See, well you guys just look up it's actually Jill, my daughter-in-law told me about something called ASMR.
Yes.
And so if you look at the junk journaling, when they do the videos, you know how like they tap on the paper and then they shred the paper. It's the sounds are supposed to be really satisfying. I don't think they're satisfying. Turn the sounds off.
The sounds of cutting paper is satisfying.
Yeah.
I mean, like
just take a video of like them cooking.
Yeah.
And the sizzling and stuff. Like people. Get off on it, I guess.
You don't just look at it going on the paper tours.
Like, I'm slightly jealous I didn't have you because I would have gone buck wild on that because, like, I just was like.
Oh. Then it's probably a good thing because I kind of went crazy when I was like, oh, yeah. And then with the elephants, I apologize because I think I had two Elfsters, one for work and one for here, and I just put elephants everywhere, so. I'm glad you got done.
I think it's ironic that you like butterflies. And wasn't that serial killer in that one movie? He liked butterflies.
Oh yeah,
Silence
of the Lambs.
Yeah,
Silence of the Lambs. Yeah.
Yeah. So interesting.
Oh God.
Wow. Most serial killers like butterflies.
Doug,
do you do scrapbooking at work?
No, I don't have time now. As a supervisor, I actually have to work.
Oh, wow.
He brought him
ragged. That's just sad. No, that was such a bad.
What was that?
Hold on, man.
No.
I
used
to do scrapbooking back in the days. I did it. I have canisters of stuff. So
yeah.
The advent calendar I made for Doug.
Yeah.
So I made that, and it kind of like reignited my whole life.
That was cool.
I want to start doing scrapbooking again and stuff. It's so much fun. I had so much fun making it. Like
you made two, didn't you?
I'm gonna send you stuff.
No, I
got stuff for you.
One, but he wants me to make him a Halloween one now too.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool.
I think you should put a Murphy bed in the guest bedroom.
I know, right?
At a desk, and then when people come over, they can just pull the bed down and sleep in it, and then make it a craft room.
You have no idea how bad my living room looked for days.
Oh my god.
Scrapbooking and I had to clean the stuff up because I have butthead cats that'll get into it, so I can't just leave it laying around.
Yeah, it was pleasant. It was nice.
That's why I get this corner of the room, because if my cats, all three of them are sitting on my bed right now. Whoa. And then on the other side is just all kinds of Cricut stuff and scrapbook and paintings. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I don't do now, apparently.
Okay,
she has to guess.
She has to guess. That's right.
And then we have to guess.
Oh, that's right.
I know.
Okay.
How dare you give me
that? See, I was going to say Jill because whoever got this hit the nail on the head. And I think they kind of had to look for it because I think I don't know where it was in my Elfster. So if it wasn't Jill, I think it might be Leslie.
Oh, really?
I would say Leslie.
Yeah, I would say too.
I'm going to go against her. I'm going to go with John.
Be pretty damn well.
Oh, I was thinking John for a second, but I thought, I don't know.
I was thinking Leslie because that's something like somebody you know would get you.
Yeah, but you had no expression. Yes. Leslie was sitting there like no expression. Like I'm not even like, maybe I got caught.
There was three gifts. There's
something
else that was supposed to be delivered.
Oh God,
Jesus! Wow.
Do you live in an apartment complex?
I'll check.
Lord.
Okay,
was it an elephant?
Yeah, it was an elephant.
So who do you think?
I'm thinking Joe. I'm thinking Joe helped me. No?
Joe gave John. So you have Glenna and John left.
I'm thinking, because she lives in the wilderness, probably Glenna. Was it you, Glenna?
Because I live in the wilderness. I live in Chino.
No, you don't. You just showed us a picture of a buck.
Okay, that's true. My backyard is Tippinogas Canyon.
I thought you're in Utah.
She is, but there's like.
Well, I am.
What's that
in Utah?
Is he correct?
Yeah, he's correct.
There you go. Good Lord, oh my.
True love for Sasquatch.
I love Sasquatch.
Remember when we were up at my daughter's wedding? We were like going to ruin her rehearsal dinner with Sasquatch.
I love Sasquatch, man. It's
by process of elimination, mine was John.
There you go.
Very good. Thank you. I love it.
I had the best packaging, though.
Yes,
the label.
You did.
Yes.
You did. It was very good. It was like very...
Remind us of the label. What was the label? Can you remind us on here or no?
Oh, yeah, Jill can.
No, I didn't like that at all. I did not like that at all.
Wait, hold on.
I don't know if it'll show on camera.
It said...
I don't think you can see it.
Can you see it?
The Jill Showalter Company or something.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So by that, I knew it had to be John or Joe because I think those are the only two who would.
As soon as I got delivered, I took a picture of it, sent her at work, going, "What is this about?"
You showed us the picture, dog. We laughed.
I said, "Oh hell no."
John or Joe. That's a 501c3.
Yeah. I'm like, the Jill Show? Oh hell no.
Gosh, we got Christmas trivia again. I'm so bad at Christmas trivia.
Oh, okay. You'll be good at this stuff.
Should I get something to drink?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey y'all. This fun episode was sponsored by our good friends at Zybex. Merry Christmas.